FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
How would you like to succeed with your New Year's resolution before the new year even starts? Hi, I'm Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show, heard right here every weekend. Your New Year's resolution probably calls for you to improve your personal finances to make sure you'll be able to live the lifestyle you want in retirement. No need to wait to January. Take advantage of the holiday downtime to schedule an appointment right now with an Edelman financial planner. You'll be amazed how fast and easy it is. We do all the work for you. It's even fun. And getting started now means you can start the new year knowing that your personal finances and your investments are in order. We've been helping people just like you for more than 30 years. So call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. And click that red button to schedule a call.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Book at zeroresdc.com.
Stop by your area Jiffy Lube and experience the value of their signature service oil change. Get your tires rotated or wipers and lights replaced. Plus, at participating locations, they even provide brakes, tune-ups, and light mechanical repair. Visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, nice and light volume around the region, but do need you to watch your Virginia Beltway. If you're heading from, say, Springfield toward the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, that's the outer loop side. On the exit for Van Dorn, seeing delays actually on both exits, both the inner and outer loop, to go south on South Van Dorn Street at that first intersection. That's where we have the reported crash at Oakwood Road. So on Oakwood Road and South Van Dorn, just south of the Beltway, that's where our crews are dealing with an incident. That's why we have those delays. No delay at the Wilson Bridge right now. Wide open at the American Legion Bridge and between Annandale and Tyson's. Not seeing any brake lights there. 270, if you're making that ride out of Frederick, enjoy it. No delays through Urbana, and that is continuous down to the Beltway with light volume. 95, BW Parkway, 29, 50 all to the Beltway. Looking good. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloud sunshine today, a mild 57, down near 50 tonight, light rain after midnight. Showers on Saturday, mainly in the afternoon. Highs, though, at or above 60 degrees. By Christmas Day, only in the upper 30s with sunshine. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Right now, 36 in Stafford, 36 in Olney, 39 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. Steve Bannon reportedly grew disillusioned with Donald Trump's governing style. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
Well, good morning. As Vince like said it so eloquently, it's Christmas Eve, Christmas Eve, Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve, Eve, Eve.
EVV, that's it. At 7:05, Cliff May will be joining us. That's right now. He's with the Foundation for Defense of Democracies. Boy, this show is flying. At 7:45, it's Larry Michael. And at 8:05, Michael Foley, the author of Politically Incorrect Guide to Christianity. I'm Mary Walter with Vince Colonnese.
Oh, would you look at the time? It's time for Cliff May, the president of the Foundation for Defense of Democracies, joining us. Cliff, good morning, sir.
Good morning to you guys.
Merry Christmas to you. And,
Merry Christmas to you.
You've got this. You've got an interesting week behind us now. Yesterday in the United Nations, 128 countries voted to call the president of the United States' decision to move the embassy to Jerusalem in Israel as null and void. And meanwhile, Nikki Haley says the U.S. is keeping a list. What do you make of yesterday's goings-on?
Well, a couple of things that I think are important to keep in mind. One, votes at the U.N. should never be confused with world opinion. Most of the diplomats who go to the U.N., who double park their cars in Manhattan, they sadly represent despotic regimes. And, of course, the General Assembly doesn't make international law. It doesn't have that power. It can have essentially temper tantrums. If you look at the nations behind this, it includes Syria that now has a half a million people dead. It is Yemen. About 7 million Yemenis are starving. Venezuela, oil-rich, but its people go through the garbage to get food. Myanmar, which is seriously persecuting and expelling its Muslim population. North Korea needs no introduction. And then the craven nations that went along with them because they were afraid either of their own Muslim populations or... Don't forget, there are 56 countries that self-identify as Muslim in an organization, a powerful organization called the Organization for Islamic Cooperation. They will all vote as a bloc in all cases. Nobody dares to do anything else. But they are spitting in the U.S. eye, and because they are doing that, Nikki Haley's right to say, we're going to take names, and some of you... You may pay a price for this.
I mean, should the United States reel back its commitment in any way to the U.N. as a result of this type of stuff?
It should. The U.N. is an organization that has been a great failure over the years. It doesn't do any of the things that its founders hoped it would do in terms of human rights or peace or international security. We spend billions of dollars there. There are 193 countries that are members of the U.N. The U.S. spends on the U.N. more than 183 of those 193 combined. Not individually, combined. So one of the things we should do as a result of this is begin to spend less money there. We have better uses for our money. We should get out of some of the organizations that are just absolutely parodies, such as the UN Human Rights Council, which is a collection of the worst human rights violators, making sure nobody criticizes them. They criticize others. UN reform is a subject I would love to tackle seriously. It takes a lot of work to do. I think... Well, President Trump has said he wants to do it. There's a lot in his agenda. But it can be done. We shouldn't be just throwing money to all these bad causes.
Cliff, do you think the reason that so many of these countries voted against us is because they don't think that there will be any repercussions? There haven't been any repercussions for so long that they just underestimate President Trump and think that they could do whatever they want.
Thing to do. You take the money from the U.S., you go along with these left-wing countries, you do what you're told to do, and you do what's fashionable, and that absolutely is a reason. Let me also make this point. I know they think they are doing a great favor for the Palestinians by taking this vote. They are actually not. Unless you believe that it's a great thing for the Palestinians to go through the next few generations without work, without an independent state, and strapping suicide belts on their kids. Because if you were ever to have a two-state solution, if you were ever to have that, and we have had a peace process for a decade that has failed, the only way is to convince the Palestinians, look, you're not going to chase the Jews out of Jerusalem. You are not going to erase Israel from the map. You have to accept there's an Israel. You have to accept that this, whereas two-state solution means one state for the Jews, one state for the Arab Muslims of Palestine, and they live together in peace. Right now, all the UN is doing, all Palestinian, both the Palestinian leaders and their friends are doing, is saying, we don't need to make a deal. We can wait. We're delegitimizing Israel. Eventually, the international community, Myanmar, and Yemen, they're all going to help us get the Jews out of the Middle East once and for all. If that's what you want to do, if you believe you can do that, then sacrifice generations of Palestinian kids. If you want a two-state solution, tell the Palestinians. They've got their capital, the Jews do, the Israelis do, in Jerusalem. You can have yours there, too, but you have to shake hands with those guys at some point.
Now, Cliff, I want to ask you about another story this week that's gotten a lot of attention in international stuff that the United States has dealt with, which is during the Obama administration, there's a new report out from Politico that suggests the Obama administration looked the other way on Hezbollah's drug trafficking in exchange for getting the Iran deal set up. This has caused... it's shockwaves through Washington, D.C., and it's also caused a lot of former Obama officials to dispute the reporting entirely, calling it fake and trying to run away from it. As you've kind of looked through the reporting and seen all of this, how have you sorted it out?
Yes, it's a 13,000-word report. It is scrupulously reported by Josh Meyer in Politico. I find it very convincing. The attacks against it, the empire of Ben Rhodes and his friends striking back, has not been able to find any mistakes in the story. Essentially, they say, here's somebody who is anti-Iran deal, therefore you can't trust him. Or here's somebody who is associated with a group that argued against the Iran deal, including my organization. Therefore, this must be fake news. This can't be real. I find it very credible, but I think because this is such a serious charge, the charge being that in order to get this deal with Iran, the Obama administration said, We're not going after Hezbollah's cocaine trafficking and its other criminal activities. Then we should have a congressional investigation. The only thing you can say is, look, you don't find the smoking gun in the sense of a memo from President Obama saying, lay off Hezbollah, this criminal enterprise, this terrorist group that has killed Americans. We need to be a little bit soft on them.
Right.
But you're not going to find that. I think this is a serious piece, and I think it's Congress's job to find out if this happened, because if it did, anything like the way Josh Meyer describes it in this, and people should read the story and decide for themselves, if it happened the way he describes, it's a pretty big scandal.
You know, you mentioned Ben Rhodes, Obama's former deputy national security advisor. He was, he's been spearheading sort of the attacks on this Politico piece. But you remember back to what Rhodes has said about his own role in the Iran deal. He said to the New York Times last year that he was basically tricking reporters who, quote, literally know nothing into helping him to create, quote, an echo chamber in order to get the Iran deal through. I mean, amazing stuff that basically he was like spinning these guys on nonsense in order to push the Iran deal through. And this is the guy who's trying to attack the credibility of the Politico report.
Exactly right. And he was a brilliant spinmeister in many ways, but he also had, for the most part, a press that was very eager to accommodate him with whatever spins he had. There is no question that it was a huge priority for him and for President Obama to get a deal with Iran. Initially, the administration said, look, a bad deal is worse than no deal. At the end of the day, they decided that a bad deal is better than no deal, and they went with a bad deal. And the question is, how much, and there's a lot, how much did they give the Iranians for that? That they gave them billions of dollars, including pallets of unmarked bills on a plane, we know that. That they have been against and are still against a lot of them. I'm free. We have not been able to get sanctions on other matters aside from the nuclear deal, which the Obama administration always said we would. President Trump would like to have that. For example, terrorism's they are sponsoring terrorism. They should be sanctioned for that. Missile programs, developing missiles that can carry nuclear weapons, have no other purpose. We're not sanctioning them properly for that. I wish Congress would, but they can't seem to get it through.
All right.
Democrats are blocking it.
All right. Thank you, Cliff May. It is sort of weird that Ben Rhodes is a master's in creative writing and was a national security advisor.
That is his skill.
That's
very creative.
It's kind of crazy. Thank you, Cliff May. Good to have you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
7:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Well, we had no delays, but now we have a couple incidents, so we have some volume on the approach. 66, for starters, if you're coming out of Gainesville, heading through Centerville, Fair Oaks, that's wide open. But now, up ahead, we have a crash at the Beltway, and that blocks two lanes. So get ready. I know you're up at speed that entire trip until you pass 123. But the crash, two right lanes are blocked at the Beltway for 66 East. Now, on the Beltway, leaving Springfield over toward the Wilson Bridge, outer loop, the exit ramp to get onto Van Dorn. I can see at the end of the exit ramp to go into South Van Dorn, the accident activity, and that slows you off at the inner loop exit as well. So everyone approaching and getting to that stretch, watch for the activity. But the lanes of the Beltway there at Van Dorn are open. Inner loop at Route 1, Alexandria, as you come from Maryland into Virginia, had the tractor trailer pulled over to the shoulder. You see the flashing lights, but that's not causing much of any backups. 270, hey, here we go. Frederick to the Beltway, each direction, actually, in great shape. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, some sun this morning with increasing clouds this afternoon, a high of 56 degrees. Cloudy this evening with showers after midnight, low around 50 degrees. And then tomorrow, we'll get cloudy skies with periods of rain later in the day and a high of 64. Sunday, Christmas Eve, it'll be partly cloudy, highs in the upper 40s, lows in the mid-30s. And then Christmas Day, you'll have plenty of sun, highs in the upper 30s and lows in the low 30s. Right now in the nation's capital, it's 39 degrees, 717 on WMAL.
Hi, this is Mike Canetta for Status Financial Advisors Group and the Savvy Investor Radio Show. Proud to join you and the WMAL family Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. Strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. here on WMAL.
We kind of touched on this a little bit earlier when we were talking about gift giving. Christmas cards. The Christmas card conundrum. And yesterday, we were all having a conversation, and somebody said, yeah, we get two cards a year. That's it, two cards. But also happened to mention, well, we haven't written cards in years. Cards are on their way out. For whatever reason, they don't write cards. And I'm like, well, that's why you don't get any cards, because you don't send cards. And I'm like, yeah, I know. So is the Christmas card tradition dying? And I found an interesting piece from actually today. Wow, this is from today. Oh, no, the 15th. Okay. And it's about the death of the Christmas card exchange through the mail. Christmas cards through the mail. That is slowly dying. In 1987, each household sent an average of about 31 holiday cards. In 2012, each household sent about 15 cards. And they blame e-cards. And I have to tell you, I think it's gone from e-cards to just an email with like, hey, here's our Christmas letter. And the Christmas letter that they've written up is in the attachments. And it's just a generic email sent out to everybody.
I mean, I think that's better than the e-card. I like the Christmas letter better. At least they take time to like write it. Like the e-card of just like a dancing Santa Claus. Unless it's like one of those jib jabs. I love those. Where you put like the family's faces yes. on them and everyone's dancing around. Those are, they're dumb, but they're flat out hilarious to me.
In 2012, it's funny what amuses you.
It does.
In 2012, people under 35 years old sent an average of 13 greeting cards per household, down from 19 as recently as 2010. And fewer than 35 to 54 year olds who sent an average of 20 per household in 2012. So the average number of cards sent by 55 and older dropped from 20 cards to about 15 cards. So it's across all age groups that people are sending out fewer and fewer cards. So I have a couple questions because I have very strict rules with my Christmas cards. Very strict rules. I have an entire system. It would frighten most of you. But here's the thing. We do a picture card with just the two of us. We stage it. We have a thing. Sometimes there's like a poem that goes with it, or we rewrite a Christmas card. We put a lot of work into my Christmas card.
Mm-hmm.
So if you send me just an email with an attachment that was for everybody, and you just mass send it out. Sorry, that doesn't count as a Christmas card in my world.
Very strict rules.
And what about these unsigned, untouched by human hands cards? You know, the envelope's pre-written, or it has a label. The return address is pre-printed and the cards inside are pre-printed. You can't even take the time to sign your own name to the card. I'm sorry, in my world, you do not get one of my good Christmas cards.
You're punished.
That's right. You don't get one of my good Christmas cards. So 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Do you still exchange cards?
Uh-huh.
And why or why not? And what counts? Do these electronic greetings count as cards to you?
So you know what you're telling me, Mary Walter, is that you would not accept a card from the President of the United States because it's just printed out with his signature on it.
Well, I would accept it, but here's my rule. If you cannot sign your own name to a card for 2 years, in my world, that's an untouched by human hands card.
Okay. Trump has to send you a hand signed one.
No, it's got to be 2 years. And honestly, I think I can make an exception for the President of the United States and like the Pope.
Just wondering. Right, so, I'm just wondering what your rules are. Let's go to Mike's in Fairfax right now and has his own rules. Mike, good morning, sir. Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you all. So, I just got done dropping off 52 handwritten cards.
Just now? Are they going to make it by Christmas?
Well, you know, it's the thought that counts.
I hope they do.
I'd like to say that my mother is 90 years old. She still handwrites cards to people they've been married 65 years. They still mail cards to people that were at their wedding. She handwrites the letter and actually attaches regular photos along with the handwritten letter.
Well, that's thoughtful. And people like that. I mean, look, that's the ultimate way to do it. Be really thoughtful, handwrite something, and send a nice picture along. I don't know how it gets any better than that. More from you in a moment. 722 on WMAL.
It's that time again, just when you thought it was a wrap. For last-minute outdoor gifts for everyone on your list, close out the hunt at Cabela's Christmas Sale. Save 35% on in-stock Cabela's vacuum sealers. Get men's and women's Cabela's Northport down jackets for only $59.99. Save $70 on a Vortex Crossfire 2 3x9x50 V-Plex rifle scope. Plus, give the gift good on every item. Cabela's gift cards. Shop for all your last-minute gifts in-store and at Cabela's.com.
At the Big Screen Store this holiday season, it's game on. A Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV plus a 50-inch TV, two for one, just $19.99.
Now that's a great price.
Whoa, a 75-inch 4K Samsung and a 50-inch Samsung for $19.99. That's crazy. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free.
Now that's big.
Plus, get comfortable this holiday with a huge assortment of theater seating and the latest in motion furniture power headrests.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
So get your game on this holiday at the Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word YOUTH to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text YOUTH to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text YOUTH to 42424.
Want to unlock the secrets to a successful retirement? Listen to Retirement Key Radio with Abe and Shelley Abish from Abish Financial Services, Saturdays at 2 on WMAL.
7:25, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Jamie, are the roadways a gift right now?
Yes. For the most part, but really within the past 25 minutes, we've had a couple incidents. So we have a couple of hiccups, and let's start in Virginia. That's pretty much where I'm seeing all this activity. 66 commuters, right as you come up to the Beltway, had a car and a box truck have a little collision here, and we only have one left lane getting by. So 66 eastbound prior to the Beltway, stay to the far left. They already have that car pulled out of the travel lanes to the shoulder. Box truck is still there blocking, though. So as you come past 123, get ready. Also, trying to get in toward Vienna and Maple Avenue. They have a closure because they've been dealing with a building structure fire on Maple Avenue, just heading northbound before you get to Nutley Street. So you won't be able to get through there. Follow police direction. And on the Beltway, heading from Springfield to the Wilson Bridge, if you're exiting, in fact, either loop of the Beltway to exit onto Van Dorn, we have the crash just as you come off the Beltway, just outside the Beltway at Oakwood Drive, right at that intersection. You see a lot of flashing lights, so that's what's slowing you through that stretch. Otherwise, yes, it's been good. Through town, have no problems on the freeway. 295 is fantastic for those of you that sit in delays every morning and it's delay-free. Update is sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. Now, to relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can also prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Precipitation for now to our north. Mild weather expected on this first full day of winter. A mix of clouds and sunshine. A little bit chillier to start, but about 57 later today. A little light rain tonight, showers tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 39 degrees, 7:27 on WMAL.
All right, if you have not got your New Year's Eve package yet, man, you need to get on the stick. You need to go to WMAL.com/New Year so you can join us. We'd love to have you join us at the Tyson's McLean, the Hilton and McLean in Tyson's Corner. Easy for me to say. We're all going to be there. Vince is going to be there. Larry is going to be there. Chris Plant is going to be there. I'm going to be there. It's an all-inclusive event. It's going to be so much fun. So get your party shoes out because, listen, you want to see Vince dance because he does have some moves. He's pretty limber guy.
Yeah, you're going to see me pirouette.
We're going to have Chris Plant make the balloon drop face.
Balloon face. Hashtag balloon face. I can't wait for that.
Yeah. So, you know, remember when Hillary, when the balloons dropped and she made that weird open mouth, wide-eyed stare
I think she short-circuited. But still, we can all pretend to be Hillary short-circuiting as the balloons come down.
Absolutely. And Larry is just going to be his usual phenomenal, amazing self. So it's going to be worth it.
It'll be all-inclusive, and we celebrate diverse political opinions, too. So we'll have plenty of those.
Yep. So cocktail reception, three-course sit-down dinner, phenomenal band. So come join us, WMAL.com/New Year.
If your business depends on commercial vehicles, then you deserve the best automotive partner in the DMV. Century Ford of Mount Airy has been keeping businesses rolling for years, literally. Hi, I'm Joe DeGiorgi, managing partner of Century Ford of Mount Airy. Century is a Ford commercial vehicle center trained specifically to sell and service Ford commercial vehicles to get any job done. Mike Allen and John Priest have well over 60 years of collective experience in commercial vehicle sales and service and can configure your next commercial vehicle to your specific needs. Century offers the area's largest selection of commercial trucks, vans, and any size or configuration. From the new Ford F-250 and F-350 Super Duty pickups to the really big boys like the Ford F-750 chassis cab or a new transit van to help you run your business. Just a scenic short drive in the heart of Mount Airy, Maryland. Stop by Century Ford of Mount Airy or check out our website at centuryford.com. Century Ford of Mount Airy. Century delivers commercial vehicles.
Last year, the number one name for girls in the U.S. was Emma, for boys, Noah. But did you know that in Uganda, a baby born with a cleft palate or lip is given the name which means cursed by God? Those children are destined to grow up in isolation. Smile Train empowers local doctors to do a simple surgery to correct untreated clefts for as little as $250, and it's 100% free for the child's family. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org. That's smiletrain.org.
All right, big week for Congress and the President of the United States. They got a lot done yesterday. Made sure to check off some things before Christmas. Also, we'll be joined by Larry Michael coming up soon as the Broncos come to town to face off against the Redskins. Can they get a 2-game winning streak going? Let's hope so. 7:30 now. WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Mervis Diamond Importers. There will be no government shutdown.
We'll extend the government funding.
Coming off the heels of an approval vote by the House, Senate Republicans have passed a stopgap bill to temporarily fund the government. The continuing resolution, or CR, will keep the government open until mid-January, avoiding what would have been the 19th shutdown since 1976. The deadline to pass the CR was Friday, and while the passage of the bill fell along party lines,
the Republicans control the Congress. They have the votes to keep government open. They don't need us to keep government open.
I'm Andy Rose reporting.
In his final speech on the Senate floor, Senator Al Franken called on his fellow politicians to commit themselves to honesty in public discourse.
I have to admit that it feels like we're losing the war for truth. And maybe it's already lost. And if that's the case, if that's what happens, then we have lost the ability to have the kinds of argument that helped build consensus.
Franken has resigned from the Senate effective January 2nd after several women accused him of sexual misconduct over the years. President Trump paid a holiday visit to wounded service members at Walter Reed National Medical Center last night, hailing them as, quote, some of the bravest people anywhere in the world. A Prince William County Middle School civics teacher is in line to become the next Virginia Secretary of Education. Governor-elect Ralph Northam has named Atif Carney to that cabinet post. Carney is the son of Pakistani immigrants. He's also a former Marine who fought in the Iraq War. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 24,782. The NASDAQ at 69.65. Sports sponsored by AAA. College basketball, Maryland wins. AU, Howard, and Navy all lose. The Wizards play the Nets tonight. The Caps meet the Coyotes. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
AAA, the most highly recommended roadside assistance provider nationwide. Roadside assistance has been their primary focus for over a century. For most other companies, it's just an extra. Visit AAA.com to sign up or renew.
For Mervis Diamond Importers, I'm Ronnie Mervis. Nothing will flatter her more than Mervis Diamond Ear Studs. She'll wear them every day. It's the one essential she'll never take off. Mervis Diamond Ear Studs are classic. They're the ideal accessory. Our studs are brighter and flash more. That's my guarantee. It's the world-famous Mervis quality which creates that blaze of light. Mervis diamonds are so brilliant, it's rude not to stare. Mervis proudly shows the most diamond ear studs. We offer all sizes and prices, starting at just $500 for gorgeous half carats. Our unrivaled collection includes studs from modest to truly grand. The amazing thing is the Mervis value, which makes our diamond ear studs so affordable. For the rest of time, you can trade up your Mervis diamond ear studs for larger, and we'll apply the full purchase price. It's the gift that keeps on giving. Just bring your studs back whenever you're in the mood and keep moving up. All you pay is the difference. Mervis Diamond Importers. For diamond ear studs she can't live without. Financing is available. For stores, go to MervisDiamond.com. Again, that's MervisDiamond.com or call 1-800-HER-LOVE.
You hear that? You've got to listen carefully. That's the near silence of a Peloton. But there's more to this sound than you think. That's the sound of a live studio cycling class happening right in your living room. That's the sound of 1,000 other riders pedaling with you at the same time. That's the sound of you pedaling faster and pushing yourself further.
Let's get it in 3, 2, 1.
That's the sound of New York's best instructors coming to you live every single day.
Come on, find that beat.
That's the sound of riders right next to you while you're still at home. This is the sound of giving it all. This is the sound of showing up. This is the sound of a new personal best. This is the sound of the best gift on the planet. This is the sound a Peloton makes. You ready to make some noise? This holiday, give the gift of Peloton at onepeloton.com. Visit our showroom at Tyson's Corner to experience Peloton for yourself.
I'm Eric Ortiz, and I work for Comcast. I've been deployed 3 times. 2 to Iraq and 1 to Afghanistan. It's good to be back home with my family and see my kids because I've missed them beyond words can comprehend. Comcast told me before I left, take care, be safe. Your job is here when you come back, so don't worry about that. They even gave me my same van back. I was like, yes, because I'm very meticulous when it comes to keeping my stuff straight and my van was in pristine condition. You know, I love my job because I'm a people person, and I like helping people. I think that's what we're all here for. We're here to help in some way, shape, or form. We're here to change something.
At Comcast, we're grateful to our nation's military for their dedicated service, and we're honored to have reservists like Eric on our team. That's why we've hired more than 13,000 members of the military community since 2010. Comcast.
5 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66, still with the crash, but improving, actually. Eastbound 66 as you come up to the Beltway. Now everything over to just the far right lane being blocked. You're in delays now just as you pass 123. Other than that, though, 66, I haven't had any delays coming out of Gainesville for you through Centerville, Fair Oaks. But again, once you pass 123, you'll hit the stop and go to the crash prior to the Beltway along the right side. Trying to get in and out of Vienna, it's been a difficult morning as crews deal with a structure fire on Maple Avenue. Maple Avenue right near Nutley Street. They had that closed northbound side between Nutley Street and Lewis Street. You were being diverted. No problems to report, though, right now. Beltway through Annandale, Tysons, and looking better. Beltway each loop at Van Dorn to make that exit to go onto Van Dorn Street at the bottom of the ramp. Looks like that crash cleared mostly out of the travel lanes now. Maryland Beltway has been uneventful through Largo, Greenbelt, quiet. Just a little bit tap on the brakes here passing Colesville Road toward Georgia Avenue. Now from Garage Door Repair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mild weather expected on this first full day of winter. A mix of clouds and sunshine. A little bit chillier to start, but about 57 later today. A little light rain tonight, showers tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL. Right now, 27 in Manassas, 34 in Gaithersburg, 39 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good morning. I'm Mary Walter. I'm here with Vince Colonnese. This is our last show before Christmas. Joining us at 8:05 is Michael Foley. He is the author of Politically Incorrect Guide to Christianity. And coming up here in about less than 10 minutes is Larry Michael with the preview of the upcoming game on Christmas Eve. Good morning, and happy Christmas Eve Eve.
Buenos dias. Feliz Navidad. Let's talk about Chuck and Nancy for a moment, which is go back to early September. You remember on September 6th, you had this White House meeting where Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, Mitch McConnell, Paul Ryan, the president of the United States, all sitting together at the White House. And the president and the Democrats are like, well, why don't we just fund the government up until just before Christmas? Why don't we do that? And Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan are like, no, we need a much longer deal. The president looks at the Democrats and he's like, sure, done. And everyone was shell-shocked. The Democrats were surprised the president just agreed with them. The Republicans were shocked that they didn't get what they wanted. And everyone left the White House like, what just happened? The president agreed with Chuck and Nancy? And that's how we got the names Chuck and Nancy. Remember, Trump started calling them that? Well, the reason that was such a big deal was because of the notion that it gave the Democratic leaders all of this leverage in order to fight for a DREAM Act for DACA recipients, things like that, to be able to basically grant an amnesty to young illegal immigrants in the United States. Nancy Pelosi was celebrating. She was talking about how she was able to pull a fast one on them, and now they had all this leverage. Wonderful. Well, apparently it's all evaporated, all that so-called leverage, because yesterday the Senate voted to fund the government through mid-January, pushing it past Christmas. Basically getting rid of that whole conversation and making it as a part of next year now. Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer scared by the prospect of shutting the government down over illegal immigration. The world is pushed on, and it appears that whatever President Trump's intention was, that boy, that looks it looks wise in retrospect, because the Democrats never even attempted to use the levers that they thought they had. And now that's over. So the government's now funded. So that government shutdown's been averted.
Do you have a theory on why this is?
Do I have a theory on why Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer rolled over at least for a short time?
Yeah.
There's a part of me that thinks that they look back a couple years ago at the government shutdown fight and thinks that, you know, Republicans deserved the blame during that shutdown fight, and that they feel like that they might catch fire this time if the government were to shut down over trying to protect illegal immigrants. But there's probably something much more insidious than that pure explanation.
See, exactly. And this is where my tinfoil hat comes out and is perfectly polished and ready to go. Here's what I think. You know, we know that Jeff Flake has, suddenly voted yes, right? And he's a big proponent for DACA and Dreamers and all this other stuff. And we know that he has also been in talks. There's going to be some kind of vote in January. I wonder if behind the scenes there's been a deal made or handshakes have taken place. And so Chuck and Nancy are just like, okay, well, we'll give this time, you know. So we're giving, so we better get something in January, and it's already been decided.
Well, we know from public reporting that there has been some agreement with Jeff Flake over pursuing an immigration-style legislation early in the year. But by the way, remember, President Trump has said outright that with DACA set to expire in March, that he wants to have a deal, that he wants to have Congress actually pass something into law. But what the White House wants in exchange for DACA recipients receiving any form of grace from the federal government is strength on E-Verify, strength on chain migration, strength on the border wall, all sorts of immigration concessions in order to come to an agreement rather than just flatly granting amnesty, no strings attached, clean amnesty bill, which is obviously what Democrats want. So we'll see. But that whole conversation has now moved into 2018, and the supposed, standoff at the gates that the Democrats were going to have at the end of this year has evaporated. That whole Chuck and Nancy conversation has completely changed.
Yeah, it's very interesting. And notice that the media is not talking about how the Democrats are rolling over and what happened to the stand and taking them to task. They're just not talking about it.
There's some liberal press outlets I did see that are that are grumpy about this, but you're right. The mainstream press not treating them that way. Let's also point out there's been some conflict over whether or not the president of the United States is going to sign that tax bill in the new year or now. And we have some answers, apparently, The Hill reporting that the president could actually and will likely sign the bill on Friday. Now, the question was, well, why? Why was there such dispute over why it was going to be signed on January 3rd, potentially, or tomorrow? The reason for that was because they were waiting to see if there was a waiver built into what they call the pay-as-you-go budget rules in the funding bill. And there was. There was a waiver. And what it did was basically say that because this budget deficit that was coming along, this $1.5 trillion budget deficit that was coming along with the tax bill would exist, it would have triggered automatic cuts to Medicare in January if the president had signed it this month. Luckily, thanks to the spending bill yesterday, there's a waiver to that provision. So he'll be able to sign it without any fear of Medicare cuts in January.
That's good.
So that's why that happened that way. So you may be able to get a vote, an actual signature tomorrow.
And Vince, you had a fantastic idea, and I don't think you voiced this on the air. I'm a little disappointed because Vince and I were discussing this, and we want to share this with you. I do anyway.
Go for it.
I said to Vince, I said, you know, boy, how do you think President Trump's going to do it? He's such a showman. Do you think, like, want to see him do it surrounded by Christmas trees?
Yep.
And Vince picked it up. And what did you say, Vince? What did you think? How would you go?
Hand off the bill to Santa, have him put it in the sleigh, and let him fly off and deliver it to America.
Exactly. It would be awesome. Apparently, that's not going to happen.
743 now on WMAL.
Hi, it's Larry O'Connor. I want to personally invite you to join us at WMAL's all-inclusive New Year's Eve gala at the Hilton McLean Tyson's Corner. 2018 is just around the corner, so book your party package now before they sell out. You get so much in this package. It's incredible. Hotel accommodations for two, a lavish three-course dinner, premium open bar, hello, live entertainment from the Reflex Band, and more. Purchase your party package today at WMAL.com/New Year, and I'll see you there.
At Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, we love bringing people together for a delicious meal. Whether you're booking the party of a lifetime, celebrating with friends, or just spending time with family, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse will make sure your night is memorable. Join us for our holiday surf and turf special featuring twin cold water lobster tails with your choice of steak starting at just $49.95. Or gift our signature sizzle with a Ruth's Chris Steakhouse gift card. Visit Bethesda on Wisconsin Avenue, Tyson's Corner on Route 7, and 7 more Ruth's Chris Steakhouse locations. This is how it's done.
Attention small business owners, you know how hard it is to get funding to grow your business. Next Wave Funding is a direct funder that can help you get the cash you need when you need it, even if your credit is not that great. If you've been in business for over 1 year, have at least $12,000 in sales every month, Next Wave will purchase your future earnings and give you the money you need. It's as simple as that. This is by far the easiest and best funding for existing businesses. Call 800-430-4566. That's 800-430-4566.
How would you like a second source of income without having to work a second job? Does that sound just about too good to be true? Well, my friends at Online Trading Academy can show you how other people are doing this every day. You see, they have a patented core strategy that can help you learn how to follow what the big banks on Wall Street are doing and how profits are being made when the market goes up and even when it goes down.
Right now, they're offering a free do-it-yourself investor's kit,
so you can get started right away.
Call 877-304-TRADE.
You'll get 2 online classes, instructional videos, and a guide that will help you learn to build that second income. It's all free.
877-304-TRADE.
They will even throw in 2 free tickets to an upcoming workshop, so you can ask questions and learn more. The market is making all kinds of moves. Are you ready to move with it?
Call 877-304-TRADE. 877-304-TRADE. 877-304-8723.
7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia commuters trying to get in and out of Vienna right now. Fire crews are still with the structure fire. If you're heading, say, northbound 123 Chain Bridge Road, right when it turns into Maple Avenue up near Nutley Street, that's where they have the closure and the detour. So, again, keep that in mind. 123 Maple Avenue, Nutley Street, in that vicinity. Courthouse Road is open, so that's an option for you there. Now, for 66, You're up at speed, not over speed. I know that. Out of Gainesville through Centerville, and as you come through Fair Oaks. But be careful because up ahead, you slam on those brakes. Approaching 123 to the crash right before the Beltway. That's still along the far right side. So you see the arrow boards. They have a couple of crews there dealing with that crash. Now, for 95, each direction between Stafford and the Beltway, quiet. 395 had been delay-free. Again, keep alert in this stretch because we now have a crash in Shirlington. It's all confined to the right shoulder right as you pass Glebe Road, but that's the focal point of those delays. Update is now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
By the weather, quickly coming back today. We'll tack on about 10 from where we were yesterday. Clouds, sunshine, somewhere in the upper 50s. A little light rain tonight, maybe some showers on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 39 degrees, 747 on WMAL. Joining us now, Larry Michael, the voice of the Redskins. The Redskins facing off against the Broncos as they come to town at 1 p.m. this Sunday, Christmas Eve. That's where Larry Michael's going to be spending his Christmas Eve. Sir, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
So, two-game winning streak. Is it in the cards?
Well, yes. You know, you look at these last few games for the Redskins, and there's a lot still to play for. And, you know, obviously the Broncos have not had the easiest of years either. So I think it's a pretty even matchup. The Broncos defense rated number one in the NFL, so that's going to be a challenge. But the Redskins, I think, have had a real good week of practice. I like the focus I've seen out there. I think the guys really want to finish the season strong, and the best they can do is 8-8. And to get to 8-8, they got to win Sunday.
Right, and they're going to fight. They're going to try and fight for 500 here. What about the injury situation? It's plagued the Redskins all season, as it often does in the NFL with many teams. But the Redskins, in particular, have taken it hard on the offensive line. What are we looking at in terms of health?
Well, I mean, all over the place, not just the line. You've got injuries everywhere. You got over 20 guys on injury reserve, and but you know what? You can't use that as an excuse. It's a reason. One of the reasons the team is in the position they're in. You have only got so many players, and they've really benefited, I think, from getting some guys to step up. Some young guys have gotten some great experience. On the offensive line, Ty Anseki is going to play for Trent Williams, who got voted to his sixth Pro Bowl earlier this week. So very proud of that, I know. But it doesn't look like Trent's going to play the rest of the year. So to lose a guy like that, it's just an indication of how the season's gone.
Yeah, I also wanted to ask you something here about the Redskins, not necessarily about this upcoming game. I want to get this in here. It seems that fans, I guess season ticket holders, were sent an email from the Redskins asking about how happy they are with the operation. The deadline to get your response in, if you got one, is today. They asked things about the direction the team is heading, how satisfied they are with confidence in team executives, the team's vision and strategy. Why do you think that is? What's behind this?
What's behind what?
Why would they send that?
Listen, Mary, every year the Redskins do a recap with their season ticket holders. I've been present. I've been involved. Okay. I've been involved in fan forums. This is an ongoing effort to try to improve the customer experience. I think the Redskins are very diligent on the traffic, on the game day entertainment. Of course, the performance on the field is paramount to all fans, the direction of the team. You know, and everybody wants to talk about Kirk Cousins right now, too. So this isn't that unusual. The Redskins do it repeatedly over the course of the season. And again, I've been present. I participated in some of these. So it's just a matter of trying to get better every year. And,
yeah.
and obviously, you know, I always say, you know, when you don't win, the traffic's worse, the beer is warm, the hot dogs are cold.
Yeah.
But there are things that the team does every year to try to improve.
You can put out folding chairs. If they're winning, nobody cares.
Exactly.
Like, yeah,
yeah.
That's wonderful.
No. The reason I ask is that the questions are so much different from last year. You know, last year it was about customer service, like you're talking about. This year, the questions seem to be more about confidence in the team executives, the team's overall vision and strategy, the team performance in 2017. Because you're right. If the team's winning, you can literally put out, you know, a bench and people will
sit on
it.
Well, it does tell you one thing. It tells you that they care about what the fans think.
Feedback is used, and I'll tell you right now, that's not the last one of those that's going to go out. There's going to be some stuff during the offseason relative to the game day and the experience and all that. So, you know, you're heading into an offseason right now where you have a lot of players who are free agents at the top of the list. Yeah. Kirk Cousins, you're coming off a season where you've been decimated, and you're coming off a season where at the beginning of the year you really thought, I thought, and I still think this, obviously, at the beginning of the year, this is a pretty good football team. This was a playoff contender. Didn't end up that way. And so you go out to your fans and you ask them their opinions. And Redskins fans are very loyal and very honest. So you'll get the good, the bad, the ugly with those responses.
That wasn't like a gotcha kind of question. That was like, what do you think they're looking for from the fans, since the questions are a little bit different this year
you
from last
can't
year?
Can't get me, Mary.
Can never
you
be gotten. If that's a word.
I wasn't joking.
All right, well, Larry Michael, where can we hear you?
Hey, right here, WML. It's the final home game of the year, and it's been a great year in tandem. You guys had a great suite last week, I know that. All kinds of folks were in there having a great time, and the main thing that matters is to get a win.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, come out and have some fun.
Good luck, Skins. Hear you this weekend, 7:52 now on WML.
Westwood One presents The Dan Bongino Show.
Stop using religion when it's convenient. You're the same people that attack the Catholic Church on abortion. You're just not credible. Just stop talking. If you're going to defend socialism and the hundreds of millions of deaths it caused and the stealing of people's money, you're just being a manipulator, and I'm tired of it. Just be intellectually honest and say, I want to take other people's money and kill them if they don't comply.
Get The Dan Bongino Show at Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
This is Vince Colonnais. Recently, I met with Pat Coleman and the guys at Jim Coleman Cadillac in Bethesda. And they asked me, would you like to borrow the ATS for a couple days? And I was like, yeah, you should see it fly on the road. I spent way too much time in sport mode and felt pretty great doing it. The folks at Jim Coleman Cadillac are eager to earn your business. And it's not really a hard sell. Trust me, these cars are gorgeous, luxurious, and powerful. A Cadillac from Jim Coleman Cadillac, that's the way to go. Check it out. And for the very best deal, tell Pat Coleman that Vince sent you. 7:53 now. Let's see how your money's doing. Let's go over to Landon Dowdy of the CNBC News Desk. Good morning.
Hi, Vance. A good Friday morning to you. Well, futures are higher this morning, pointing to a higher open on Wall Street heading into the pre-Christmas weekend. Getting word that there's a chance President Trump will sign the tax bill into law today. Right now, there's no event scheduled, and he's supposed to fly to Mar-a-Lago this morning. He'll be on Air Force One, but commercial airlines are already moving more people this morning than any other day for the holidays. Hopper says this is the busiest day at the nation's airport. Southwest has announced what it calls the final fare sale of the year, deals on flights through Memorial Day weekend. And new in theaters today, Paramount's Downsizing, Warner Brothers' Father Figures, and Universal's Pitch Perfect 3. The TriStar film reshot after star Kevin Spacey was hit with sexual assault allegations. All the Money in the World is in theaters on Christmas Day. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
You've heard the phrase, or maybe you've used it, eating your feelings. Well, that was me. This is JJ for EMP 180 weight loss, and eating too much of the wrong foods was how I dealt with the stress of my life. It was how I celebrated. This year, it was how I grieved. But that was before EMP 180 weight loss. Now, after just 2 months, I'm down 30 pounds. But more importantly, I've learned how to eat. Food isn't my crutch anymore, and it isn't my enemy. In fact, I eat as much now as I did before, just better food, designed to fuel my body and leave me feeling satisfied. You know what else I got from EMP 180? It sounds kind of cheesy, but it's true. I got hope. See, I'd pretty much decided I was going to be the overweight guy for the rest of my life. But not anymore. And you don't have to settle either. Join me. Visit EMP180weightloss.com. Locations in Tyson's Corner, Rockville, and worldwide on the web. EMP180weightloss.com or call 855-888-0180 to schedule your consultation today.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And traffic update sponsored by AAA. Hey, 270, wonderful if you're taking that trip between Frederick and the Beltway. Not so bad at all. Enjoying the Friday light for most of the commute. Couple incidents are giving us some delays, troubles. In Shirlington, Virginia, 395. Hang with it. It's just as you approach Glebe Road, or you're slow with the crash on the shoulder. 66, we're bunched up from 123 to the Beltway. They still have that far right lane blocked with the incident. And in and out of Vienna, if you can, please. Still trying to avoid a lot of activity on 123 and Nutley Street. That's where Chainbridge Road becomes Maple Avenue. They were dealing with a structure fire. All of AAA's roadside assistance technicians are thoroughly screened and expertly trained. Visit AAA.com to sign up or renew. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Precipitation for now to our north. Mild weather expected on this first full day of winter. A mix of clouds and sunshine. A little bit chillier to start, but about 57 later today. A little light rain tonight. Showers tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 39 degrees, 7:56 on WMAL.
Different people need to get around differently.
That's why we created Free to Ride, for people just like you, or the ones you love and care for. Whether you need a ride to the doctor or pharmacy, need to get to school or the office, or just like to pick up some coffee and enjoy a day out and about, Reach a Ride has the transportation information that'll get you there. You can reach a ride at reachyouride.org. Easily find transportation choices for D.C., Maryland, and Northern Virginia. Have specific needs or need a little extra help? No worries. Reach a Ride can tell you about options in public transportation, curb-to-curb service, private or wheelchair-accessible taxi, and more. Get where you want to with Reach a Ride. Relax and ride with a click or call. Visit reachyouride.org or call 1-855-REACH-A-RIDE or 1-855-732-2427 from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Estamos en español también. reachyouride.org.
When you are depressed, that black cloud was always there.
In my mind, everybody hated me. With depression, nobody wanted to be around me.
I know the pain that I was causing my family.
There's hope for those struggling with depression. Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers is North America's leading provider of TMS therapy, providing life-changing treatments to patients suffering with depression. Medications and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
My doctor at Greenbrook really understood. I'm a different person, and I'm just happy again.
I have hope. It's been life-changing.
My daughter, she was noticing a difference in me, and she just out of the blue said to me, my happy mom is back.
Accepting most insurance, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-919-5669. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-919-5669. That's 1-800-919-5669. 1-800-919-5669.
Last year, the number one name for girls in the U.S. was Emma. For boys, Noah. But did you know that in Uganda, a baby born with a cleft palate or lip is given the name which means cursed by God? Those children are destined to grow up in isolation. Smile Train empowers local doctors to do a simple surgery to correct untreated clefts for as little as $250, and it's 100% free for the child's family. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org. That's smiletrain.org.
All right, here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
We'll be joined by Michael Foley. He's the author of The Politically Incorrect Guide to Christianity. Very appropriate for this time of year.
All right, and we'll tell you about Ben Rhodes, Nicole Wallace, all fun, familiar names, what they've been up to lately. It's hilarious. 8 o'clock, WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. Congress has left town for the Christmas break, and President Trump isn't far behind them.
The president heads out to Mar-a-Lago on a high note today for the Christmas holiday. Some indication he will sign the tax bill before he leaves.
Correspondent Joe Johns. Lawmakers last night passed a continuing resolution heading off a government shutdown and keeping the government funded through mid-January. President Trump awarded the Purple Heart to a young servicemen during a visit to wounded service members at Walter Reed National Medical Center last night.
The President of the United States of America has awarded the Purple Heart, established by General George Washington at Newburgh, New York, August 7, 1782, to First Lieutenant Victor E. Prado for wounds received in action on the 13th of November, 2017.
Mr. Trump hailed those he called some of the bravest people anywhere in the world. Tom Sherwood's been covering D.C. politics for decades, and now that he's leaving NBC4, there is speculation he could run for office.
Tom Sherwood says people have been telling him for years to run for office since he knows D.C. politics inside and out. He tells his colleagues at NBC4.
I've actually thought about campaigns.
But he says he's not sure he wants to undertake the rigors of running a campaign at 71 years old. Still, he says he never rules anything out in life. The Washingtonian's Harry Jaffe co-authored a book with Sherwood. He thinks it's a long shot that Sherwood would run for office, but...
One of the essential requirements of any politician is name recognition, and everybody knows Tom Sherwood.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
He's a middle school civics teacher in Prince William County, and now Atif Carney is in line to become the top education official in Virginia. Governor-elect Ralph Northam has named Carney to be the state's education secretary. Carney teaches economics, history, and math at Beville Middle School in Dale City. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan has appointed a new health secretary. The former Anne Arundel County Executive Robert Neal will succeed Dennis Schrader, who has never been paid for the months he's been on the job as a result of a dispute between the governor and the Democratic-controlled General Assembly. And Hogan says allowing Schrader's compensation to be delayed in court for months is just not an option. A Northern Virginia lawmaker wants to make it easier and less stressful to be a pedestrian. State Senator Barbara Favola's bill would require drivers to do more than simply yield to pedestrians in a crosswalk.
This proposal is not very dramatic. What it does is it defines yielding to pedestrians as meaning stopping while the pedestrian crosses the street.
Drivers who violate that law would get the same fine they can get now for not yielding to pedestrians. California fire crews can breathe a little easier. A lot of progress has been made in fighting the wildfires that have scorched hundreds of thousands of acres.
California Governor Jerry Brown requested a major disaster declaration from the White House. He says it will help with cleanup and recovery work from the major wildfires that have scorched hundreds of thousands of acres over the past few months. The Thomas Fire is the last wildfire still raging. Ventura Fire Chief Mark Lorenzen says it should be contained within the next 2 weeks.
Correspondent John Lawrence. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 24,782, the Nasdaq at 69.65. Sports, college basketball, Maryland wins its fifth straight. Losses for AU, Navy, and Howard. The Wizards are in Brooklyn tonight. The Caps visit Arizona. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as mornings on the morning.